That's what people. Someone else said we should have media studies on our curriculum. I think, yeah, because I think understanding that, understanding when you're buying a paper that there is that kind of possibility of corruption one way or the other, I think is a really empowering thing.
But Susan, is this just about people not liking the fact that journalists catch them out and call them to account?
Well, I'd be more inclined to take Eamon's point about bias. And, you know, journalists, they like to pick through the private lives of politicians to titillate the public. But that same public aren't always able to pick through the private lives of the reporters. For example, and I'll give you a good example, the Middle East correspondent for the Irish Times is a lady called Michael Janssen.
And that's
yes,
a woman.
Yes.
All right.
And another thing that we don't know, unless we do our research, is that she's actually a convert to Islam. So when you read her articles, you would say she speaks with a vehemently anti-Israeli stance. She does. That's the subject I do. And you'd say, well, she says she gets her information from middle of the road, I suppose, events, but actually she quotes Hamas liberally, and everything that she says would lead you to believe that she has a one-sided approach, which is an anti-Israeli approach. Now, she's entitled to do that, but that is her bias. But we, the readers, we aren't allowed to know that. We're not allowed to pick through and say, well, why does she have that bias? You have to do a little bit of research. So I think it is unfair. I think the problem is that journalists and politicians, they pick in the same pond, don't they? And they want vote. They either want voters or they want readers. So people are always going to have their own agenda. So they're always going to present a story in a way that either sells papers or reflects their own agenda.
Well, Terry Prong, come back.